Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of Coffee and a Good Vibe. How are you doing today? How are you doing? Wherever you're at in your day right now when you're listening to this episode, I want you to do a little self-awareness check. You know, check in with yourself. Where's your vibe at? You know, do you need to lean into anything a little bit more? Is there a part of you that needs to be nurtured a little bit more? Really sink into the feeling. I think it's so important, you know, in our days when we're moving so fast, a mile a minute, to do these little self check-ins, because, you know, even if in the moment you can't, you know, fill your cup that's maybe needs some filling, you know, at least you're taking the awareness to, and then you can make plans and actions to, you know, really nurture that part of you that needs to be nurtured. And in today's episode, you know, we're going to talk about something that is a topic that I cannot talk about more. And that is manifestation. You know, manifesting your dream life, visualizing your life into being, and just knowing that all your desires, anything that you desire in this world can be yours. And anything is possible, no matter where you come from, what your circumstances are, where you currently are. You know, anything can be reality. But there's so many things that can come into our way. And there's a lot of things that we can do to make us a magnet for what we are calling in. And we are going to be unraveling a lot of those layers today in this episode. So the one thing that I want to start talking about, and I have a couple pillars that we're going to hit on this episode, so you guys will leave with a filled toolkit of these new tools to just implement into your life that is going to make you a potent manifester, help you on your journey to achieving this life that you see for yourself that is all in the cards for you, because anything that you desire, anything that you see for yourself can be your reality. And I'm here to tell you that time and time again on this podcast. And I always want to be that source that you can put in your ear. You guys can cue up Coffee and a Good Vibe and know that you're going to leave ignited, inspired, and a more filled cup because you listen to this. That is my sole intention with these episodes, especially these solo podcasts, where I feel like I can just come to the mic and hit me in my feels with like what I need to hear. Because sometimes and oftentimes, you know, the only person that can get in our way, in our biggest way, is ourselves. So the one thing that I want to talk about and address first is, you know, visualizing your life into being. You know, combined with doing the intentional work every single day, we have to make sure that our mindset and the inner work is such in alignment to the work that we're putting in. Because, you know, if we don't see ourselves achieving X outcome, then who will, right? We have to be so crystal clear in our minds and just be so crystal clear on the desires that we are claiming that we want to be reality, and not give the universe another option, but to claim those desires as our own. And it's such an inner work first, because there's such an inner shift that is needed in order to be a magnet to call that in, right? We attract what we are. So we have to do our work and clean up our side of the street to be a magnet for what we're calling in. And that comes from any area of our life, right? Like with how we operate in our business, you know, if we are operating from a place of scarcity, or that we don't have enough, or that money is hard, then we are being a vibrational match for that same reality. The same thing when it comes to a relationship or a partner. You know, if you are entertaining very low vibrational relationships, or people aren't treating you the way that you want, then it's up to us to set the boundary and to create the standard and set the standard for what we will allow and what we will not allow. And by us being a no for certain things and a yes for certain things, you show the universe what you are a yes for and what you are a no for. And it's such an exercise, right? Because it's almost like how someone treats you, it's not a reflection. It's almost a reflection of what we are letting them do to us. So it's an exercise of flipping the flashlight back on ourselves. You know, when someone treats us a certain way, flip that flashlight back at you and almost ask yourself, like, what did I do to provoke that treatment? What did I do to allow this? How am I showing up in the world that is entertaining this type of experience? And it all comes back to our subconscious belief system, which is crazy, right? We have to continually do the work, the inner work, and wire our belief system to know what we are capable of, to know that we are worthy of everything that you want to be yours. You know, you are capable of calling in that dream relationship, the dream friendships, the dream business, the dream career, the dream environment that you live in. Anything that you want can be yours, but it's so much about like sitting in the discomfort, leaning into how we might be hindering ourselves and trusting that, you know, when we go inward, when we do the growth work, when we turn that flashlight back on ourselves and we see what we might be doing to project that outwards, as you know, your outer world is a true reflection of your inner world. When we do that work, all the growth, all the blessings, all the opportunities are on the other side. And that's kind of what I always tell myself too in this journey, you know, like when I'm going through a hard time or I realize like, wow, I need to work through this block in order to reach my next level, to be a magnet for what I'm calling in. There's so much work to do. And when I go through it, it's so motivating to know, like, you know, at the other side of this heartbreak, at the other side of this, you know, discomfort or growing pains of a business, I just trust and I know and I have such infinite faith in what is coming my way when I move and grow through this. Because, you know, it's your birthright to live your truth. It's your birthright to go after what you want. It's your birthright to dream and to have all these things because they can all be yours. You know, it's your birthright to be happy, to be wealthy, to be loved. And I just want you to always know that because that is something that I like truly want to enforce in your ears all the time when you listen to one of these podcasts. And especially when you're in an environment, you know, where maybe the people around you don't see the same, maybe they don't wish you the best. There is an abundance of people in this world who will wish you the best and who are winning and want you to win too. And I always encourage you to find yourself investing time into those people. You know, this is why I'm such a big advocate of creating space for yourself to truly be so self-aware on, you know, where you're entertaining your energy, your time, if relationships that you're in are serving you or, you know, maybe not aligned for you. And it's totally okay to outgrow certain things. And this whole journey, you know, of like doing one's inner work and leaning into that growth, one thing that happens in this is you strengthen that relationship with yourself because the relationship that you have with yourself sets the tone for every other relationship that you have. And when you get so comfortable, like with this relationship being yourself, and I talk about this a lot in my solo episodes, like, you know, scheduling time with yourself, taking yourself on a date, like going to dinner with yourself, taking yourself, doing activities, scheduling it in because, you know, I do this. I like live by my Google Cal and I schedule time for anyone I'm hanging out with, other people's energy. I always make time for other people. And that's like in my calendar. Why don't we do that for ourselves? Why don't we schedule, you know, a non-negotiable time with ourselves where we can, you know, take yourself on a date. I think when you can strengthen that relationship with yourself, it is such an empowering and powerful thing because, man, it's just the most, it's like a surreal feeling when you know that like, wow, okay, being with myself, I'm not alone. Like that's plenty of company that obviously like being with people is great too. But when you kind of hit this point when you can be alone and you could be so comfortable being alone, that's so powerful because all of a sudden in your relationships, in your physical reality, you show up in a different way because you show up as this filled abundant cup that, hey, I'm Maria and I'm Maria's here right now. I'm Maria and I'm operating as this filled cup in the world. That is such a magnet for so many people to be around and to want to like have what she has, from a friendship level to a dating level. Like, that just makes you such a vibrant, attractive being and way to approach life. And it's not easy to always get there. Like, I really encourage leaning into nurturing that relationship with yourself, you know, showing up for yourself, making daily commitments to yourself every single day, because also it'll make you have this level of self-love, self-respect for yourself that doesn't make you, you know, self-sabotage. When you have this unshakable relationship, it's almost like how you talk to a best friend, you know, when like your friend's going through a hard time and you're so nurturing and you are that way to yourself, but then also you give yourself the kick in the ass when you need it and you keep yourself accountable. That level of momentum, self-love, self-respect, it builds. And all of a sudden you find yourself not only showing up in the world differently and other people perceiving you differently, but it also like makes you just so much more of a, like a rocket on achieving these desires, because you are also taking intentional action. You're showing up in the world differently. You make these daily commitments to yourself, to your business, to your work, to your goals, and you show up for them. And you show up with this level of certainty because you believe in yourself wholeheartedly, and also just this level of energy and confidence that can come through just nurturing and building that belief in yourself. And it's so crazy, right? They always say like, oh, like whenever I talk to my girlfriends about like what qualities they may like in a partner, it's so much confidence, right? It's like someone, it doesn't matter how they look. And I always say on this podcast, it's your vibe. Your vibe attracts your tribe. And almost like when you exude this confidence, this vibe that everyone wants a piece of, you attract so many things. And it's such a beautiful place to be. And that's why the next pillar I really want to enforce on this episode is, you know, learning how to become your own best friend and create so much space and nurturing for yourself to build that relationship with you. And for me personally, like in this growth journey, I feel like I have grown a lot with myself. And in that journey, I've learned to become a kind, compassionate person to myself and be my own best friend and ally, because this journey is ever abundant and you're always on this ride. And you know, you'll meet a lot of people who maybe want the best for you, maybe some won't, but if you are, you know your North Star, you know what you stand for, you know what you are a yes for, you know what you are a no for, well then you can create the reality that you want and it will be yours. Now, I think this also comes and helps out a lot with the third pillar that I want to take home on this episode, which is, you know, building your faith system, your mental, and also having the mental fortitude to lean into this fully and trust and really, really align with it, because there's so much beauty and art in surrendering. I think that's been a huge season I've been in, is like, okay, learning what it means to surrender. And what I mean by that when it comes to law of attraction manifestation is, you know, through doing all this work and being operating from this abundant place and being a magnet for what I'm calling in, like say I'm calling in this financial area, maybe I'm calling in this type of relationship. Well, how can I operate as someone who is at that financial level without physically like in the 3D, like having that amount of wealth? Or how can I operate with feeling so loved and seen and heard when I know that partner's coming? It's like all the internal game, right? Because we attract what we are. So if you're calling in a certain vibration that's up here, you got to be embodying that vibration. And so it can be in your magnetic frequency and it can be coming into your life. And truly with building your faith and the surrendering, it's operating from this level of detachment. Like I am just so at peace and not in this scarcity mentality. I find like when I was on my law of attraction journey in my earlier days, I would be like seeking an outcome and desiring it so hard that like my underlying belief system was like, oh my gosh, I like need this. It was almost from a place of like scarcity versus, you know, operating from a high vibrational state, but then surrendering and trusting that what is of the highest good of all will always find you, and surrendering to the timeline that you're on. Because let's talk about those timelines. Am I right? Like, with social media and comparison, trust me, like, even with having this podcast, I've had it for now 6 years, and I see people who launch podcasts and then in a year they're like number one, you know? And it's like so easy. I'm human too. It's so easy to get caught into comparison. But how would I be continuing to show up every single day doing this podcast, working on all the things that we are doing behind the scenes, and like operating from this place of like so much love and abundance and like trusting in this journey? It comes from a level of faith and internal belief in surrender, because I just know that if I'm aligned to, you know, my values and what I'm creating, and I see the vision and I'm trusting and I'm taking aligned action every single day, and my mindset and belief system is backed by service and love, then it's just a matter of time when it all manifests and comes into reality. So with that note of trusting, one of the things that I keep telling myself, and even in conversations that I'm in that really hits, is that your life can change in an instant. And I know we've heard this, right? Like, you hear that story of like that YouTuber or that TikTok where they post one day and then their life dramatically changes because that TikTok went viral. And I'm not saying like, oh, that's the path, but like everyone has a different path. But like, you could be going to a store one day and you take a right turn and you stop for a coffee and you meet someone who has this crazy opportunity that was something you were calling in, and it changes your life. In an instant, your life just changed. You thought it was a normal Tuesday going to the grocery store, maybe getting a matcha, and then you met someone who literally changed the course of your life. And that happened in the matter of like a day. And the crazy thing is too, it's like when you honor surrender and you pray for the highest good of all, and you just trust and you have infinite faith on your journey, it can manifest fast. It can manifest in any way. It could totally go the manifestation route of like, you know, with me, I'm like posting out content all the time, releasing episodes, and the gradual success of that just continues to build over like the years. Or it could be like, wow, we have a reel that goes viral, and then all of a sudden we get the reach that put us on where it got recognized, and your show goes from X amount of downloads to hundreds of millions. Like, things like that can happen. And when you trust in the miracle of life, and you trust and you know and you honor your path, anything can be your reality. Things can change in an instant. And I think that's like such a fun way of thinking about like strengthening a faith mindset, because you really honor that. So I was at this event and I was catching up with a friend named Taylor. She's the Swedish. We'll have to get her on the podcast actually soon, because she's just like a beast. You know, she's a mom, has the My Girl Wellness brand. She is actually a mom of two. And this goes into what I wanted to say with this example. So with Taylor, we were catching up. You know, like, events are always so lovely because you can see people that you haven't seen in so long. And that's why I love hosting events, to bring people together and to just like, also you see familiar faces, you know, that you've wanted to connect with, or that maybe you've seen months ago and then you reconnect. It's just such a beautiful thing to come together. I'm just such a fan of in real life events. But so I saw Taylor and we were just chatting about, she's like, how's life going? Catching up. And she made this comment that really stuck with me. And she's like, you know, it's so crazy. She's like, if someone only told me, like, because I was sharing how I'm like, I'm 28, I'm in this like my single era, like also like, you know, like accomplishing all these like different goals. I have so many things going on with my work life and like really enjoying the season of my life that I'm in. And it's like such a single era. Like, I couldn't imagine, you know, like I'm just so like on the go all the time, like running around, moving a mile a minute, like loving the journey of like the industry that I'm in with PR. And it's just it's vibrant right now. And she is a mom of two, and she was saying like, if only someone could have told me, like, I think it's just so wild. She's like, how my life has changed in only 3 years. She's like, I met Scotty, her husband, 3 years ago and we already have two kids and our life is so different. And in like such a beautiful way, it's just like so crazy. It just hit me in the sense where it was like, wow, she met like the love of her life and then settled down, got married, moved to OC, like had two kids. And that all happened in 3 years. Like that is insane. Like how fast things can change, you know? So really honoring where you're at right now and loving on it and just being so here and present is so important because everything can change. And whatever you're calling in, it can change towards that state. Like if you want to be with the love of your life and you want to have a family and you want to live in this kind of house, like claim that desire as your reality, do the inner work and move in alignment towards that reality because it can be yours. And I just think it's so beautiful to hear that and to like have that even like that timing really hit me. I was like, wow, that's insane. Like who knows, next year I could be. Actually, I feel like I know what's coming next year. And it's just so crazy and beautiful to think about how the universe works. And the universe works fast when you are having fun. So one quote that I want to share with you that really hit me, and I think it's important to keep in your back pocket. And it's this quote that Gabrielle Bernstein quoted, actually, who you know, she's my idol. She quoted it from A Course in Miracles. And that is, if you knew who walked the path beside you, there would be no fear. And I think that for me really hits home when it comes to strengthening my faith because it makes me feel like I'm not alone and I'm always supported. You know, whatever you believe in, a higher power, God, the universe, angels, like you're always supported. And to trust and honor in that support is so profound because it's removed a lot of fear for me. And especially when my journey got, especially when I moved to LA, and it was probably like the loneliest part of my journey, moving to a new country, not knowing anyone, not having any business, no friends, no nothing. It really served. Now, before we wrap up this episode, I want to leave you guys with two things to keep in your back pocket. I'm all about tools that you can keep in your back pocket and pull out. Honestly, I would do these every day, but it's an exercise that I really want everyone to do who's listening and who's inspired by these messages. So number one is I want to give you permission to dream. I want you to dream and manifest up what you're calling in. I want you to first understand your worth and know how worthy and capable you are of achieving all of this. And then I want you to dream it up. Dream it up, baby. Dream it up. I want you to have so much fun with this and just visualize your life into being. Write it all down. What kind of car do you want to drive? What kind of clothes do you want to wear? What kind of house do you want to live in? What kind of job do you want to have? What kind of day do you want to have? And this could be anything. It could literally be like, oh, I actually just want to like live in this mellow town, have three, like anything that makes you happy and that you're calling in for your life. For me, I've learned through doing like a lot of growth and like just being here, I've learned so much about myself. I've learned that I'm not motivated by money. I only have the desire to like build a business and scale so I can live in the States, hire a big team, make it the most fun company ever, give money away. Like I have so many people and charities that I would love to help out. Like I know where my, like I know what my actions, like I know what they're backed by. And I think it's so important to be so self-aware on like the fuel behind it because I remind myself of that why of like, okay, what kind of company culture I want to bring, what kind of leader I want to be in the world. And that's when I'm just like so fired up every single day to like when I get tired, when I don't want to wake up early in the morning, I'm like, no, you're not doing this for you. You're doing this for the life you want to build. You're doing this to help X amount of people like on my list and like what I want to serve, like how I want to serve in this world. And it's such a beautiful thing to give yourself permission to dream and manifest big. And you'll notice like when you build your belief system, man, Trust me, new levels, new devils. Like, I know that I probably have like a cap on my dreaming, and then like you grow to another level, and then you just kind of get exposed to what people have created in the world, and you get inspired by it, and you can claim it for yourself. So step number one, give yourself permission to dream, take yourself on a journal manifestation date, and, you know, double it up, a self-care date, and then journal, write out exactly what you're calling in. If you're calling in the love of your life, write down exactly the qualities that they have and who they are in the world. And then also just check yourself. Be like, okay, am I doing the things that also attract this? Like, if I'm calling in someone who values their health, goes to the gym, does this, whatever it is, I'm just giving random examples. Am I doing that? Like, flip the flashlight back on yourself and be the embodiment of what you're calling in. There's so many, like, it's easy to just like write it all out, but then also do the work that makes you a magnet to attract all of this in. And the second piece that I want to leave you with is an affirmations list. I was on a podcast this week and they asked me how I changed a lot of the wiring, especially with my money mindset when I moved to the States. Being from like a smaller town and living in a suburb in outside Toronto, it's like, I really was exposed to such a new way of life and being and wealth when I moved to LA. And I had to do a lot of work on my belief system on like rewiring it completely. And I'm not saying like, oh, like what was me before, like my belief system sucked, but like truly, I just was never exposed to certain things until I came here and took a lot of rewiring and changing my relationship with money and just how I view abundance versus scarcity. And it's a cool thing to work on. So I want to also really encourage you to work on this and don't feel like it's like a fun activity. And a lot of the things I did, and I was sharing this on the podcast, was affirmations. I would literally write out affirmations that landed with me and I would read them. I remember putting money affirmations, where my desk was when I like was here in LA, like even just in LA visiting, I would write them on a piece of paper and I would put them where the desk was that I was working. And I would like stare at these like money. I am abundant. Money comes to me effortlessly and easily. Opportunities presented to me at every take I turn. I would read them. These were affirmations that really hit for me. And opportunity is everywhere. Opportunity is presented to me at every take I turn was something that really hit. Cause I was like, I'm in LA, like opportunities everywhere. And it's so crazy how like that becomes like your internal mental dialogue. And it's the most beautiful thing. Cause obviously it's super encouraging and it actually rewires and reprograms your subconscious thoughts and belief system, which if you didn't know, like those things that the subconscious wiring is what actually causes the self-sabotage. And if we don't like bring awareness and start rewiring it with positive thoughts, then that can run the script and the narrative that runs our actions and the results we get. So I'm going to leave you guys with a couple, and I really encourage you to write your own, you know, even like source them online. Like there's a lot out there, and I'm just going to read you guys a couple from a list that I have here. Opportunities are everywhere and presented to me at every take I turn. Miracles are natural. I am a positive influence on the world. I have the power to enhance my life through my positive thoughts and intentions. Fear limits me, love fuels me. I choose love, and I know that as long as my intentions are rooted in love and service, the universe will always deliver. My thoughts are powerful. My thoughts have the power to shape my day-to-day reality I experience. Today, I choose loving, positive, and empowering thoughts. I am relaxed, non-resistant, and clear. The universe supports my desires today. Everything is working out for me. What is meant for me will never pass me by. I choose happiness today. I am worthy of the life that I desire. Financial abundance comes easy to me. So those are just a lot on my list that I really love to refer back to, but there's so many. I also really encourage making your own, customizing them, making them super specific, and then adopting maybe 3 to 4. I remember at this, like, I used to, when I really was implementing affirmations into my law of attraction practice, I would adopt, I think I had like 3 to 5, and those were the ones that I really stuck with, and they really hit for me. And I hope that these land with you guys. Now, I am going to close off the episode here. I am so grateful if you made it to the end of this episode and you listened to this podcast. You know, it always means the world when you guys tell me feedback, when you share that the episode hit or it really delivered, because it definitely helps me, you know, cater this show to the content that really is going to uplift, inspire, support you on your journeys. And I just want you to know that, you know, if you made it here, I really want to honor you and tell you how appreciated and loved you are. Truly, I mean that from the bottom of my heart, because, you know, I think sometimes when I'm on this journey with like growing any social media platform, you think you're just talking to no one or like your mom. And it's so cool to know that there's people on the other side that really feel this message and that it hits. And I even want to encourage that even if it hits like one person, three people, like it makes it all worth it. And I always tell myself that whenever I'm working on a coffee and a good vibe event or like our dinners, it's like so much work goes into it. But I'm like, Aisha, if it just helps one person, if one person leaves and they're like, that made my year, or like that event opened up a door for me, like it makes all the work worth it. So really remembering your why, and you guys are all a part of my why. And I just really truly appreciate you listening. And if you got value from this week's episode, definitely be sure to share it on social, share it with a friend, send them the link, tell them that you're listening. And also make sure that you're connected with us on Instagram at Coffee and a Good Vibe. We're putting in work on that Instagram. We are active on it every day. We have a lot of things coming with the community. I want to be doing regular events with coffee meetups. So if you're in LA, let me know too, like even DM the account, because it definitely helps with like learning where we should do some pop-up coffees. And then we also have some bigger events in the new year coming. So lots of things. And the best way, the first way to find out is always through the gram. But we're also on TikTok, YouTube, it's all there. We'll have it all linked in the show notes. And I'm just sending you so much love wherever you're at. And I will see you in the next one.